Happy New Year. Would you please stand? The words to Emmanuel should be up on the screen.
Give us blessings and help us not to forget our service to you. In Christ's name, amen. Remain standing for the hymn 246. I believe it's Joy to the World.
It is.
As you're able, remain standing for the reading. Blessed are the poor and needy, for God's kingdom surely is theirs. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have being.
Put not your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help.
They return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish.
Happy are those who help us in the God of Jacob,
their God,
who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them,
who keeps faith forever,
who executes justice the oppressed,
who gives food to the hungry.
The Lord sets the prisoners free.
The Lord opens the eyes to the blind.
The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down.
The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the sojourners
and upholds the window. But the Lord brings the way of the wicked to ruin.
The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, from generation to generation.
Praise the Lord.
Discussed some earlier, but we do have several that we need to keep in our prayers. Please remember those. Remember all that's fixing to take place, and be sure not only when you share, be sure and share your joys, because we do need those a lot. Our Heavenly Father, bless us as we continue through this service, that we will always remember those in need, and that we'll be there to share our joys. And we thank you, Lord, for the prayer that you gave us through your Son as we say that prayer together, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hymn 234, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Please stand.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. time. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you would guide and direct us to be able to give what is yours. And we know that whatever we're able to give, Lord, you'll bless us. Guide and direct us. Help us to be merciful. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. You can join with me this morning in the scripture lesson. I think you have it, don't you, Keith? You don't have it? Okay. Then just listen. The scripture this morning comes from Philippians 4, 6 through 9 out of the King James Version. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. This morning, I did a lot of looking and studying. I told him he better be here next week or get busy and get on the phone. No, just kidding. There was a lot to look at, you know. We're actually fixing to do what? Start the new year. And it seems that every December, people have well-intended resolutions. Now, I know that doesn't apply to any of you or me. But we sometimes get so excited and enthusiastic about this. It talks about getting caught up in activities, if you will, you know, parties for the new year. And we witness surprising promises and New Year's manifestos, whereupon we are summoned to behold what sweeping changes may come into the new year. And in my mind, certainly, we would like to see some new changes coming in the new year. They talk about the skeptical observer, and they may ask, is all this New Year's passion genuine? Really? Is it helpful, all those resolutions that are made? Is it necessary? The curious onlooker may also ask, is it even appropriate to make resolutions? After all, shouldn't we at all times and all seasons seek to wisely, obediently and biblically? Live wisely, obediently, and biblically. Some folks even go so far as to argue that resolutions themselves are not biblical, based on the fact that the Word of God itself provides us with a complete and authoritative compilation of God's resolution for His people. To manufacture our own list of resolutions, they would argue, is superfluous at best. These are the sorts of questions sometimes I have had when sitting down and thinking about the new year. Yet we know it is right and biblically justifiable to resolve to establish certain priorities and principles in our life so we might serve others faithfully. And one of our gifts or directions that's given to us by God. And glorify God in all we think, say, and do. And although it has been my habit, it has not been my habit, to make resolutions, because how many times have you, I know I have, in the years past, I made some resolutions, made them that night, and if they lasted till the 2nd or 3rd of January, it was a miracle. So I kind of quit making those kind of resolutions. I have always sought to establish and keep certain priorities and principles by which I strive to live every day, praying that the Lord would come to my aid daily to help me. I will admit that in my younger years, I probably wasn't that I wasn't doing that well. But as I matured, life changed. I've, for a long time now, have always prayed at night. I will have to admit, occasionally I've started my prayers too late, and I wake up in the morning and think, oh, I didn't finish my prayer. So this year, I'm going to work a little bit on backing that up this year. But I pray that the Lord would come to my aid daily to keep me alive according to those priorities, what is right or wrong, for His glory. And His glory alone. Think about that when you make those resolutions. And not for the praise, and here it is, and not for the praise and applause of those around me, around us. Again, I can remember back, and I think I had that. I've tried to get rid of that as I've matured again, and I hope you have as well, because it's not about getting the praise and applause for those around us, not at all. As such, in considering how to glorify God in all that we do in our particular circumstances, and whatever you're called to do, because we're all called in some way. We truly are. It is appropriate to use to establish and keep certain priorities and principles as we strive to love and follow Christ as His disciples. That's who we are. Disciples of God. To the end that we might obey all that He has commanded us. For some, resolutions may be one way they go about doing this every year and all the time. Whether we make these resolutions at the turn of the new year or throughout the year, all the while, whether or not we make resolutions, we do well to remember that we can only keep our priorities and principles in life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Resting assured that by our faith, the faith we have, and by the faith alone, we have declared righteous by the Father because of the righteousness of His Son. You know, think about that sometimes. Where would we be today if Jesus Christ hadn't been born? You know, we get hung up at Christmas, and I'm guilty of that this year. I tried to make sure that I could get the story read, and things just went crazy. First time I've had 17 people at my home, and three of them very young children. It was a good time, but when it was over and that night, I realized that I had not done my job. And I hope that you were able to at least think about that, whether you read it or not. And I hope next year, if you didn't read it, that maybe you'll put it on your list. I know it's going to be on mine big time to read that story at Christmas, because that's what it's about. It's not about those presents. You know, it's just not. We are called by God to live according to His will, not our own, for Christ's sake, not our own. For it is not to us but to Him that all glory belongs. In researching, I found an interesting information about a 19-year-old Jonathan Edwards. Anybody heard of Jonathan Edwards? I hadn't. I wonder why, because he was born in 1703 and he passed in 1758. But he was a revivalist pastor, preacher, on the road, spreading the word of God. He knew his weakness and was aware of the destructive nature of his sin, and he resolved to establish certain priorities and principles in his life in his effort to live entirely for the glory of God, which he did. He helped pave the way for us as we prefaced his 70 resolutions with these words. And trust me, we're not going over the 70 resolutions. I can see some minds going right now. Ooh, 70 resolutions. No, we're not going over those. But we're going to listen to these words that were Jonathan Edwards' words. Being sensible that I am unable to do anything without God's help, I do humbly beg Him for His grace to enable to keep these resolutions so far as they are agreeable to His will for Christ's sake. These simple introductory words of Edwards not only provide us with a glimpse into the mind of one of history's greatest thinkers, but they also provide us with glorious insight into the heart of a young man who had been humbled and mastered by the Lord God Almighty. We would therefore do well to consider Edwards' remarks as we seek to glorify our God and enjoy Him forever in our churches and in our homes and in our hearts. Being sensible, he begins. We must be sensible, reasonable in making our resolutions for the new year. If we hastily make resolutions out of an illusion of sinless perfection, it is likely that we will not merely fail in our attempt to keep such resolutions, but that we will likely be less inclined to make any further resolutions for similar desired ends. We must go about making resolutions with genuine prayer. So tonight when you make them, prayer, and out of a thorough study of God's Word. Maybe open that Bible up tonight as you're making your resolution. Our resolutions must be in accord with the Word of God. Therefore, any resolution we make must necessarily allow us to fulfill all our particular callings in life, whatever those might be. We must consider all the implications of our resolutions and be careful to make resolutions in others in mind, even if it means implementing new resolutions incrementally over time. So what you heard there was make a resolution, but maybe as time moves on in the year, we might need to work on that resolution. We might need to revise it, add to it, maybe even take away. And then he talked about dependently. I am unable to do anything without God's help. This just jumped out at me, but trust me, I read a lot of recommendations for this. But this one just kept jumping out. We must be honest in grasping the simple truth that every resolution must be made in dependence on God. And while every Christian would respond by saying, well, of course we must depend on God for all things, it says most Christians have been sold this world bill of goods. They think that once they become dependent on God, they will have immediate strength. They repeat the world's mantra, whatever doesn't kill me will make me stronger. While the principle is generally true, such thinking can foster an attitude of proud independence. We must understand that being able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us means that we must depend on His strength continuously in order to do all things and to keep all our resolutions. In truth, whatever doesn't kill us, makes us weak by God's conforming grace. So that in our weakness, listen carefully, so that in our weakness, we will rely continuously on the strength of our Lord. And you'll find that in 2 Corinthians. And then last, resolving humbly in his words, I do humbly entreat him by his grace to enable me to keep these resolutions. In making resolutions for the glory of God and before the face of God, we must not come into his presence pounding on our chest in triumphal arrogance, as if God must now love and bless us more because we have made certain resolutions to follow him more. I'm sure I've been guilty of that. In reality, the Lord in his providence may choose to allow even more trials to enter our lives in his unchanging fatherly love for us. You hear that, fatherly love? Sometimes I think we forget that he is our father. He may decide to discipline us even more in order that we might more detest our sin and delight in him. We should approach him in humble reliance on his grace, and we seek not merely the blessings, but the one who blesses. And then he said, so far as we are agreeable to his will for Christ's sake, we cannot resolve to be anything with a presumptuous attitude before God. The whole matter of making resolutions is not just goal setting so that we might have happier lives. We are called by God to live according to His will, not our own. For Christ's sake, not our own. For it is not to us, but to Him all the glory belongs. Live this new year in assurance of these four things. God's presence, that He'll be present in your life. God's power. He is mighty powerful if we allow Him to be powerful in our lives. God's plan. And I know some people argue about God's plan, but it's God's plan. And sometimes what we plan is not what God had planned. So keep that in your mind. And then God's performance. Oh, what He does. Look outside today, or I know as you came in, you saw that sun. Look at that moon. Look at the rain, the cold, the warm, everything around us. That's God's performance. And He performs in our lives if we allow Him to. As Christians, we don't need to make a resolution, but we must have new dedication to keep our commitments to God each day as believers of Jesus Christ. In my looking around, I also found some, I thought, interesting comments from some folks. Have no idea who they are, but I'll give them their credit. Brad Paisley once said, tomorrow is the first blank page of a 365-page book. Write a good one. And per Vern McClellan, what the new year begins to you will depend a great deal, and I love this, a great deal on what you bring to the new year. Keep that in mind. You have a part in playing in bringing about the new year. And then Neil Gaiman, he says, I hope that in the new year to come, you make mistakes. And I said, what? Make mistakes? Because if you're making mistakes, then you are making new things, trying new things, learning, living, pushing yourself, changing yourself, changing the world. You're doing things you've never done before, and more importantly, you're doing something. So remember that as we go about the new year. What are you going to do? Are you going to do the same thing you did last year? Then in some cases, what you did last year, if you continue that, will be great. But in some cases, the things we've done, if we continue them, it won't be great. So think long and hard tonight as you sit around enjoying the New Year's Eve, as we call it, whether you're with it with some friends or family or just sitting at the house watching all that good TV performing stuff. But don't forget about what this whole thing is about. Not about you, not about me, not about your neighbor, not about your friends. It's all about God and what God wants you to do in the new year. May the new year 2024 bring you joy, peace, and abundant blessings. Wishing you a year filled with opportunities, good health, and prosperity. God's blessing to you and yours as the clock strikes midnight and we welcome 2024. May our hearts be filled with hope and our spirit with optimism. I wish you a happy new year. Our final song is What Child Is This? Hymn 219 in your books or on the screen.
Please stand.
Shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds ward and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him love, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies He in such mean a state, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear, for sinners hear the silent word.
Thank you.
So again, as you leave today, I'd ask you not to forget what the New Year's about. It's about us, but it's about us with God. So go in peace.
Now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of God surround you everywhere, everywhere you may go. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.